This is the Smoke Detector Show on Smoke Radio.
Welcome to Westminster's monthly news show. I'm your host, Sarah Chaffee. Hope you enjoy. Around this time of year, we are usually just about recovering from freshers and getting excited for Halloween. But not this year. The COVID-19 pandemic has meant that university life looks completely different. Social bubbling with our flatmates, wearing masks to rare on-campus classes and studying online are just some of the things we've had to start doing. So, this month's Smoke Detector will bring you all the news, insight and tips you need to handle university life during a global pandemic. Here's the latest information on COVID-19 in universities. As of mid-October, around 10,000 students had tested positive for coronavirus, with numbers expected to rise. These cases came from outbreaks at nearly 70 universities, Manchester and Nottingham having more than 1,500 active cases each. Here at Westminster, the Harrow campus seems to have the most cases, with 7 recorded at the start of the month. According to mylondon.com, student accommodation Raffles House, located in Wembley, has 16 positive cases. Harrow campus students received an email on the 16th of October to warn that more students and staff had tested positive for the virus. No numbers were given, and the safety, health and wellbeing team state that on-campus teaching remains an option, but they are keeping the situation under review. With cases on the rise, will we be able to go home at the end of the term? In his address to the Commons, Education Secretary Gavin Williamson says he's working with universities to make that possible.
Where there are specific circumstances that warrant it, there may be a requirement for some students to self-isolate at the end of term, and we will be working with the sector to ensure this will be possible, including ending in-person learning early if that is deemed to be necessary.
So with the new Tier 2 lockdown in London, it seems restrictions for students will continue on and off throughout this semester. To keep up to date with the latest student news related to coronavirus, go to uwsu.com/smoke/news. To find out some insight about what universities currently like for non-Westminster students, journalism undergrad Erin spoke to Maria at Oxford Brookes. Let's hear what she has to say about being a fresher right now.
I'm Maria Jensen, I'm 19 and I'm doing psychology at Oxford Brookes University and I'm in first year.
And you're a fresher during the pandemic?
I am, indeed.
So, how's that been going?
I mean, it's had its ups and downs, more downs than ups, I think. I actually just signed a petition 5 minutes ago to have tuition lowered for this year because obviously people are unhappy about it being mostly all online and we still have to pay the same price. I think the biggest issue that I faced was like not being able to meet people. I'm lucky in the way that I'm in a flat of 12 and honestly we get on like a house on fire, which is so nice, and I'm very lucky in that way, but it would be nice if there were more societies that were running so that we could meet more people. I think it's easy to be unmotivated if it's difficult to go out and live that fresher year experience that everybody talks about and everybody says it's like the best year of your life. And to know that we're all stuck inside for the most part and we still have to work is just quite unmotivating.
And then you also said that there were a few ups. What would that be?
You don't have to get out of bed in the morning. And everything is recorded, so you really don't have to go to class if you don't want to when you've been on a bit of a bender the night before. but I think, yeah, there's definitely more negatives than positives to it all. But we just have to keep going and stuff.
And then you're sharing the kitchen with 12 people?
So in my accommodation, we just share the kitchen. Obviously, we don't eat all at the same time, so it's not a big problem. We have 4 fridges, so it's 3 people per fridge, which, I mean, I thought was not ideal, but I have people who I know have a fridge for 5 people.
How does it work then if you're sharing a kitchen with 12 people? How do you keep it hygienic and safe during COVID restrictions?
We have cleaners that come every Friday. Normally they'd come in our rooms as well, but because of COVID they don't do that. And they also come in every day for 15 minutes and just give everything a bit of a wipe.
So you feel safe? You feel like it's enough of a precaution?
I think so. I mean, people are saying that the university have been a bit greedy in that they're just telling everybody to move. They told everybody to move into their accommodation so that they could get the rent from it and then just keep everybody a bit imprisoned in their accommodation.
Yeah, I saw on the news recently there's a lot of students actually going into lockdown and they can't leave their accommodation. And it's the same for you, I'm guessing, or...?
So there's quite a few cases in Oxford Brookes, in all honesty, but I think they've been good at just compromising with us and saying, if you behave, then we won't put too many restrictions on you.
How do you think you've adapted to this situation? Do you think it's brought out any new skills or qualities in you to deal with this whole thing?
I think everybody's a bit hesitant to move out of home.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, in a normal year, you'd have loads of distractions so that you wouldn't think about the fact that you're actually adulting now and that you're away from home. And you'd have loads of exciting things that you could be a part of and stuff. But obviously this year it's not the same. And so we're just having to adult and realise that we have all these responsibilities now. A lot more than if in a normal year.
Okay, so then if you could sum it up in one word, how do you feel about this whole experience?
I don't regret my decision to not defer. I think I'm happy that I came to university, and I'm also not regretting that I took a gap year last year. I think the situation is obviously not ideal. There's definitely disadvantages to going to university this year, but we're all in the same boat and we all know that, and so we keep together, we help each other through it. I don't know, at least the people I've met are quite optimistic about it all, and we're just grateful that we're able to go to university. And we do love complaining, don't get me wrong, but I think we just got to make the most of the situation. So I'm okay.
We're glad you're okay, Maria. And can I just say, I would have been glad to share a fridge with four other people in my first year. It was more like seven for us in Harrow Halls.
Before we dive into kind of your situation, will you just let us know where you're from, and also what halls you're living in?
Hello, I'm Alexis, and I am from Spain. I came here 1 month and a half ago. I am living right now near to the campus. I am not in the halls. I have always wanted to be in London, and when I finally came here, I had to get quarantined. But I was expecting to go out as soon as possible and visit London, but I couldn't during the 2 weeks.
How are you coping with the pandemic and being away from home, and sort of balancing uni life and everything like that? How are you coping?
I was missing my parents, but my university and the people I met helped me to be more excited. I went to the campus when I finished the quarantine, and I met a lot of people. They were with good vibes. They were nice. And I have met a lot of Spanish people in the halls. I have been always a social person, so I like to make friends and having a good time. So I always give the best of me to the people who, that I meet. And that's why I like London. I have met a lot of people.
Are you finding it hard to make friends at uni due to the pandemic? I've researched some great tips to help you out. The first is to see what societies and clubs your uni has on offer. By joining one that interests you, you can meet like-minded people and form friendships. Have a look at the events the Student Union is running. Last I checked, Westminster were running lots of events as part of their virtual Freshers Week to get people socialising. Bingo nights, pub quizzes, if you aren't sick of them, and general casual online events let you speak to others who you may not come into contact with otherwise. You should also make an effort to invite your flatmates out. It is always good to get to know who you live with. You could be spending a lot of time with them very soon anyway. Find a student discount for a local restaurant and just go. It's good to get out of the house, and good food at a discount is a huge plus. Parks are a lifesaver if you want to meet up with some friends in an open space at the moment, and luckily, London is full of them. As long as you observe the COVID guidelines and wrap up warm as the weather turns colder, it's a great place for you to spend time with people in person. Chatting through a screen all the time can be really lonely if you don't balance it with real life plans too. Just make sure that you check the tier system in your area beforehand. And finally, it's easy to give up and decide to stay in your room. But it's good for your mental health to go out. It's worth the effort to speak to people and make plans. You'll have something to look forward to, and no doubt your friends will be glad you asked. Online classes. We all know they are a pain, but unfortunately, they are now just part of our lives. Need some tips for how to ace them? I've got your back. Make notes throughout the session, or type some out on your laptop and then write them down properly in a notebook after the session, when they are still fresh in your mind. This will help to ensure that you understand the material and that you can easily refer back to it in the future. Now, you're going to hate me for this one. Try not to attend all of your classes from bed. I'm guilty of this too. If you sit up at a desk or in a designated study area, you are more likely to be able to focus and get the most out of the class. Whereas, if you sit in bed, you're probably going to be catching up on all your lost hours of sleep when you're meant to be working. If you have multiple classes in a day, try to get up, move around, and eat and drink something, non-alcoholic preferably, to keep you going. If you sit for too long without moving, you will cramp up and feel awful. Studying is hard work, and you won't get the most out of it unless you are taking care of yourself. Reduce your screen time. Ideally, you don't want to be staring at your laptop screen for hours on end. Give your eyes a rest, and not a rest where you scroll through Instagram. Maybe a little walk around the block or have a chat with a flatmate. Just get away from that screen every once in a while. I'm calling myself out with this next tip. Try to participate in your online classes. Speaking or typing in the chat and answering questions can help you to verbalise your thoughts and further your understanding, whilst also showing your lecturer that they are not just teaching into the void. Even if you think you will say something stupid, say it anyway. This is the best time to make mistakes and learn from them. We all feel like idiots doing it too. Reward yourself for the work you are doing. This is a stressful and unusual situation, and you are coping so well. Spend some time doing something you love, recharge, and then get back to your work. You will feel all the better for it. And remember, students across the country and the world are in the same situation as you, and are most likely having the same worries as you too. You are not alone in trying to make the best of a bad situation. Take care, and have a great month.
This is the Smoke Detector Show on Smoke Radio.